So, Bruchim Haboim B'Shem Hashem. Since I am somewhat of the lead off hitter, so therefore I want to name of the yeshiva. Welcome everybody. Thank everybody for coming. It's a very choshev thing. Obviously, the yeshiva has great nachas to see such a crowd. This shiur was supposed to be given in the Plan based medrash, which is now known as the Friedman based medrash. What am I with the sound? Okay. So it's been moved into the Mechila based medrash because of the Baruch Hashem, the crowd, which is an example of the Gemara and Brachas of the Tosfos Saf Sulam Beveis HaMedrash, that there were more Talmidim, they had to go ahead and to add seats. So this is a modern-day version of that. Chazal tell us that one of the best hachonis for Kabbalas HaTera, for Shuas, is to demonstrate a person's avas HaTera and cheshik to learn. What could be a greater demonstration of the cheshik to learn than everybody comes from all over, from miles around, hours away, etc., to spend time at the Beis Medrash. The Banishim looks down, Kavi Yochel, and has nachas from his bonim that are coming to learn. My particular shir is being dedicated Lilui Nishmas Hoisha Fegaleya Bas Chaim Tzvi, who's the grandmother of a Talmud of mine named Mordechai Jacobs. Mordechai Jacob lives in Lawrence, New York, one of the five towns. And the Shira is being dedicated by his Chaverim and my Talmidim, Ricky and Kenny Klein. Ricky and Kenny Klein are originally from Brazil. They learned in my Shira for several years. Ricky is now living in Antwerp, if I'm not mistaken. And Kenny is still in Brazil. So it should be a Schusa Lili Nishmosa. So the Sugya de Kala is the Sugya of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is obviously a very, very broad sugya, and therefore there's plenty of room to share this among not only four people, but as many people as you could imagine. And I'm going to go on a specific prat of the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh. I also want to add that, time permitting, at the end of the shiur, if we have time, I'd like to share with you a machshava about how choshev this is to, on something like Memorial Day, to go ahead and to devote yourselves to learning. And we cannot overstate the chashivas of these things, as we'll soon hopefully learn. So the Sugya Rabbeis, the Gemara says that in the eighth parak of Masechta Yuma, if you have your Mar Mekayma sheets, it's the first page, Perek Yom Kippurim, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, V'kvar hoya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchan Baderech, V'levi Hasadar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchan Achareim. We have a whole kavutza of the Gresta Tanoim of the Talmud. Nishal Oshay Lubith Nehem, they were asked to Shaila, Minayin Lepikuach Nefesh, Sadeches HaShabbos. How do we know that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you're Mechal, Ilatim, Mechal Shabbos? So each of the Tanoim go over here and offer a mokor for this well-known concept of Pikuach Nefesh Teiches Shabbos. We're not going to go through every mandomer, but just a selection. Nanar Ablezer, Omer, Malmilo Shiechad, Mimasayim Arba, Shmonim Eivorim, Shabodim, Teiches Shabbos, Kavachomer, Lekol Gufay, Shedeis HaShabbos, Madach Mila, which is one Eivor of the Adam, that's the head of Milos Teiches Shabbos, Kavachomer, Lekol Gufay. And then there's a Shita Rabbeisa, which we want to focus on this morning. It's a Shita of Rav Shimon ben Menasi Omer. Rav Shimon ben Menasi Omer, V'shomru b'nei yisas ha-shabbas, omra teira chalel olav shabbas achas, k'dei sheyishmer shabbos es harbe. Rav Shimon Elozer says a very interesting svara. You have a person that may die. If you don't save him, don't try to save him, he'll die, he'll never keep Shabbos again. On the other hand, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you go ahead and you save the person, even in Vatzkel Shabbos, he now has the opportunity to keep many more Shabbosais. So Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says the svar based on the pasuk v'shomu bnei Yisrael Shabbos. Ultimately, the kavana is that everybody should keep his Shabbos. Chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos es harbei. It's kedai for us to mechal one Shabbos for the greater good of having this person being mechal, keeping Shabbos for many years to come. Towards the end of the Gemara says, Omer Avinu mer Shmuel yehavoi hosam havamina didi adifa mididhu. Now these are Tanoim. Shmuel says, Shmuel and Amira says, had I been there, Voltich gizocht abesser esvara. I'd say a besser limud. So what's that? V'chai bohem v'loy sheyom esbohem. Pasuk says famously in Parshas Achrimoy, Zei lamitzas asher yasa asa oisa ha'odam v'chai bohem. The tachlis of the Torah, the tachlis of the mitzvahs is that people should live by them. Darshan's Shmuel, b'chai b'hem v'loy shiyomis b'hem. That is the makor for the din of ki pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. Omar Rava, l'kulu yisluhu pircha bar min ishmul d'les le'pircha. Again, without going through every line of the Shach v'tariyah, there's a kasha on every mandomar, every limud, except for the Shmuel's limud. And then the Gemara says, V'kul Ashkan Vare Sofek, V'kul Ashkan Vare Sofek Minolan. Because the halacha is that Afilu Sofek Pikuch Nefashis Teiches Shabbos. And all the other limudim don't address that. For instance, the limud of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Chalal of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Es Harbei. That's Alskaret when you know that it's a Vadai. But if it's only a Sofek, so that limud doesn't apply. So even Reb Shimon ben Manasseh's svara does not meet the bar of Ashkan Vare Safek Minolan. So when you learn a sugya like this and you walk away from a sugya like this, you're tempted to say, what's the Maskonas HaGemara? The Maskonas HaGemara is we paskin like Shmuel, and all the other limudim fall short and they fall by the side, and halacha lemaisa, there's nothing to be gained from the other limudim other Tanaim suggest. And in fact, Rabbi Isai, that seems to be how the Rama passes la halacha, because if you look on your source sheets, there's a Rambam, I don't know where it is on the source sheet. It's in the Rama, it's like it's on, I don't know, the second or third, fourth page. The Rama writes over there, which means you do this, you don't go ahead, you don't ask your kid, well, turn, you know, call the doctor, or you don't go ahead, you don't ask a guy. El al dei gedoy Yisrael v'chachamim. Varsel is mamea b'chol Shabbos l'chayla, and you can't tarry at all. Sheish v'sachona shenemar. Asher yasa oisem ha'on v'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamas b'hem. Which means l'haloch l'maisa, the Rambam quotes the limud of Shmuel, v'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamas b'hem. End of case. Sugi is over. That's how we paskin, as they paskin at the Rambam. And l'chayra, the other shitas that are brought down, the other limudim, are attempts, but that l'maisa, they don't remain l'maisa, l'haloch l'maisa. What's interesting, Rabbi Isai, is that at least one of these other limudim, specifically the limudim of Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, blaip l'haloch l'maisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh svarav, chala lol of Shabbos achas, kadei sheyishmer Shabbos es harbei. It's kedaiti mechal Shabbos for this person to save him this week. So that as a result of that, he'll be able to keep many more Shabbosais, which is a nice svara, which the Gemara rejected because of the svara of Ashkechon Vadai Sofik Minolan, but that svara remains l'halocha l'maisa. And what I want to try to demonstrate for the next few minutes is you see that in fact l'halocha, this svara remains, and that we use this, we employ this svara in certain situations. Just to begin with, now in the Maamar Kaimis, they quoted the wrong riff over here, which, listen, given all that they have to do is understandable. But the Rif writes at the end of Perek Shoyel in Masechet Shabbos, Tanya Reb Shim ben Elazar Omer Tinek ben Yomai Chai Machalos HaShabbos Omra Terech Chalolov Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Harbe. So you see the Rif, and the Rif, remember Rabbi, as you all know, is a halacha sefer. The Rif brings it, he puts it in the halachas. That means that the Rif is semech this la halacha. And he says, from here we learn that Tinek ben Yomichai, a one-day-old baby, who Lamaisa has a halachic status, technically of a navel at this point, but nevertheless, the halacha is Tinek ben Yomichai Machalos HaShabbos Omra Terech Chalolov Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer HaShabbos Harbe. Now, where did he get that svar from? That's Reb Shim ben Menasseh's svar. Reb Shim ben Menasseh L'chair was rejected. L'kulan Islahu Pircha Mibarit Shmuel. Zetman Doch, that you see that the Rif holds, that know that there is validity to that svar, and even L'maskona, and even though that may not remain the bona fide limud that Pikuach Nefashis is Deicha Shabbos, but nevertheless, that svara has validity. How does he bring the Rif? Number two. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, which is in your source sheet. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. Now, again, this is somewhat far afield, because this has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefoshes. But where is this Rambam in your source sheets? Look, it's in the Rambam Shaftim, Mamrim Perek Beis. Okay? It's right after the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Zokta Rambam. Now, Hilchos Mamre, what's Hilchos Mamre about? Hilchos Mamre is about Zokin Mamre, about what Bezin's allowed to do, what Bezin's not allowed to do. It's a lot of Hilchos Masechta Hurias. Zokta Rambam. V'cheinim rol if yishol levatl mitzvoy alar ala mitzvah leis asekedei lahachzir rabam ledasei. That Bezin has wide power to abrogate mitzvahs or yisurim, l'shaw, temporarily. Why? L'hachzir rabam l'dosei, l'hachzir rabam mi Yisrael mi l'chashon. This is a classic example of a hirah shah, that Bezin can temporarily suspend things l'toyelas harabim, if they see that the tzibur is going to be nichshol, or that or there's a mitzvah asay, so with the null exception of avodah zarah, they can't do this by avodah zarah, but by all the mitzvah asays, afilu Shabbos, etc., Bezin can do this. And then the Rambam, perhaps ironically or not ironically, just like a doctor, i.e. the Rambam, we all know is a doctor, can perform an amputation. You have to cut off a person's leg. How can you do that? There it is. It's going to go ahead. It's going to save the person. Bezdin, Moirin, Bizman, Menazman, and therefore Bezdin, occasionally. Lavra, Oktsas, Mitzvah, Lefisha, Kadeshi, Kaimukulam. And then the Rambam says, Kederech, Shamu, Chachomim, Harishonim, Chalol, Olav, Shabbos, Achas, Kadeshi, Yishmer, Shabbos, Harbe. And there again, the Rambam invokes this svara of Shimber Menasseh, what's the greater good, or the ends justify the means. And go ahead, and therefore Bezin says, whatever it may be, don't eat matzah on this Pesach. Like my by Esther, they fasted 3 days, they needed matzah on Pesach. How you do that? Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. There it is, Bezin has that power. And what's the svar behind that power? The svar is Chalal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe. Where did he get that from? Got that from Reb Shim ben Menasseh. Reb Shim ben Menasseh was nidcha. We don't paskin like that. Teretz says that didn't help us ultimately for the limud of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, but the svar has validity. And the Rambam uses that to rationalize the halacha that Bezin is allowed to go ahead and to be mevatel saseh, or to tell people to be over a leis saseh. That's a second limud, second example. The Ran in Masechta Yuma over there in that sugya says an amazing thing, which is really very, very compelling. The Ran writes over there in the name of the Bahag, the Machal Shabbos Ke Lahatzil Uber Afilu Kaidem Mem Yoim, that you're allowed to go ahead and the Machal Shabbos to save an Uber Afilu Pochas Mi Mem Yoim, meaning a person's wife is just pregnant, less than 40 days, which the halacha considers Maya Ba'alma. Okay? An Uber, Rabbi Yisrael, Alpi Din, does not have a din of a nefesh, at least for a Ben Yisrael, without getting into Roe versus Wade, but for a Ben Yisrael, an Uber does not have a din of a nefesh. And Pachasmi, Mem Yoyim has a din of Mayim Ba'alma. See, a person's wife is pregnant, she may lose the pregnancy, you rush her to the hospital for what? Your Machal Shabbos. Why? To Lahatzel as her Uber. Zok lefichach ein kan mikomka mutl chalovas hashabis da amrina chalalov shabbos achas kadei sheishmer shabbos es harbe. So the Ran says, no, you are machal shabbos. You take your wife. The piggy one takes his wife to the hospital to save an Uber bus arboim yoim. What's the hatter? Because nefesh is like a shabbos. But does it just came nefesh? It doesn't have an din of a nefesh, at least for Ben Yisrael. So pikuach nefoshes is doicha Shabbos, but what's the heter over here? Doesn't this came nefesh? Zoch deran. Chal olol of Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos es harbe. Again, you see this lemaskana lemaisa. This is a psak lemaisa that the Ran is saying. You actually do this. And what's the hesed? It's not pikuach nefesh. Teretz is, it's challah of Shabbos achas. You'll save this embryo. The child, Hamitz Hashem, will be born. And you'll have another year in keeping many Shabbosos. And here's another raya. Again, something far afield. The Beis Yosef quotes this in your text, in your source sheets. This is follows this. It's in Orach Chaim Siman Shin Vav. The Beis Yosef is on page Resh Pei Vav. Resh Pei Vav on the last column. Nishal Harashba. The Beis Yosef brings the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rashba says in a very tragic shaila. Nishal HaRashba alechad sheshochu lei b'shabes shoytziu bitei b'chazoka mi beisei al dei Yisrael mishumad lohitziu miklau Yisrael. In earlier times, this was not a rare event. And that is, the guys in shul on Shabbos morning, and they come and they tell the person, a meshumid, which means an apostate, a guy's left Yiddishkeit, and he went ahead, he's chopping your daughter, and he's going to take her away. And what's going to happen? He's going to go ahead, this actually kidnapping or whatever you want to call, hostage taking. But we know what's the end that's going to be. This guy's going to keep her. He's a meshumid. He's going to go ahead and he's going to raise her as a goya, certainly not as a shemeres mitzvah, and your daughter will grow up to be a mechalel Shabbos and worse. So what was the shout to the Rashba? Im yosim lederech pa'omov b'shabbos pen yafchiduha v'tishtamed. Im mutter leilech afilu chutz l'sholosh tresha parsos. Can you go ahead and run after this guy? Afilu gimel parsos, chutz l'tchum, which some say is a deraisa. You can be mechal Shabbos, what to save your wife, save your daughter. Now, this is not pikuach nefashis. Nobody's going to kill her. So what are we doing over here? This is called, not pikuach nefashis, This is pikuach ruchni. This is not literal life. This is her spiritual life. This does not fit in the rubric of v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyomis b'hem, because nobody's dying over here. So the Rashba was asked, are you allowed to go ahead and to do that? Are you allowed to go ahead and to be Michal Shabbos to save your daughter? That she shouldn't wind up by this guy, and he's going to take her from Yiddishkeit. Lamadi the Hossam Shalosh Parsos the Rice, Vafilu Lahavi Choysa Mitzara Malchus, Midachinen Misafik Zuas Hashabis Kidachinen Besafik Nefoshes. This is Mamishta the Shalas asked the Rashba. Is this called something for which you can be Machal Shabbos for? Because, as the Rashba points out, Kidachazina Besafik Nefoshes. If this would be a question of Safik Nefoshes, her life, then Enochinami. Well, that we know already. The philosophic pikuach nefashis is like a Shabbos. But this is not pikuach nefashis. No one's going to die here. Not, at least not physically. The Heishiva David Tzorach Talmud. The Rashba has a big arichas. But ironically, Rabbi Isai, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this shayla. Again, if you turn to the next page, when we get to the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim Simin Shin Vav, Sif Yudalid, Zochte Mechaber, Misha Sholchu Lai Shehotziu Bitoi Mibesei B'Shabbos. Lohitziu Michlal Yisrael. Mitzvah lahosim laderech pa'amav. You get on your horse or you get in your car. Liyishtal batzalasa v'yaitza afilu chutz legimu parsoz v'iloy lamevet kaifin alei. And if the guy doesn't want to do it, you're mechuyev to do it. You're mechuyev to save your daughter. Save your daughter from shmat. Zokter Mogen Avram. This Mogen Avraham is there in Sifkan Chavtes, which is also on your text. Zok the Mogen Avraham, Afilu Leman de Omar, Dehavi de Raisa, Shori, De Legabi Shlai Tomir Tomid, Vatavid Kol Yomel, Chil Shabbos. Rather having her Zachbich and Shmat, and change her religion, and have Chil Shabbos Kol Yomel, Havizeh Isura Zuta. So relatively speaking, I'm Machal Shabbos once, and for that I go in and I save her. And as a result of that, she keeps Shabbos as Harbe. Kedei Shetishmer Shabbos as Harbe. So again, Reb Shimon ben Nasi Svara, Chalav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmer Shabbos as Harbe. L'halocha l'maisa. And the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if you have that. Do you have that? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah. In Sif Kotten Nun Zayin. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Chutz L'Gimel Parsos, Hainu Afti Yesh Bazeisir Daraisa, Leis HaPoiskim, Vahu Adini, it's Tarech L'Chal Shabbos, Al Yedei Be'ezin, Lamites Malachas. Not just Tchumen, you get in your car, your Machal Shabbos. Many, many Chil Shabbos when you drive. You do this what? To save this woman, to save this girl. From what? From pikuach nefesh? No. So this Rabbi Isai is halacha lemaisa, based on a svara that Rav Shim ben Menashe says in Masech Yuma, which at first glance would seem is rejected and put on the wayside. And if you want to go even further, Rabbi Isai, you see this again in another context. This is a fascinating shaila. It's unfortunately not a rare shaila, and it's also very, very famous tshuva, which we'll see in a few minutes. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok. You don't have this in your text. Reb Yitzchok Shmelkish, Evan Oezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Tes. What's the shaila? You have a child that is severely mentally deficient, which means he has halacha of a shaita. Not that he's insane, but he's a shaita because he's not a bardas. He doesn't have the intelligence. He'll be potter min hamitzvahs kol yomav. So the shaila rabbeisu was to put him in an institution in which they would be able to go ahead and to work with this child and train this child, and after many years they would go ahead and be able to bring this child up that he should be a bar chiyuva. He wouldn't be a rocket scientist or never be a big talmid chacham, but he would be a functioning human being who knows right from wrong and would, as a result of that, would be considered a bar chiyuva. So he'd have the intelligence of a 9-year-old. Or whatever it is, maybe a 13-year-old, but he'd be chayv in mitzvahs. The problem is that the institution doesn't serve kosher. And in a similar tshuva, which we'll see in a second, and there was no way of getting kosher to the child because the institution didn't allow that. So here's your question. Do you go ahead and put the child into this institution so that eventually, mitzvah Hashem, he'll get to the level that he'll become a bar chiyuva? But in the meantime, he's going to be eating nevelos etrefes shkotzim remosim? Or do you say, no, we can't do that? There is, as we all know, there's an isur deraisa of going ahead and being machal a kotan biyadayim. Now that's another halachic shaila, whether that's considered being machal biyadayim, because you're not being machal biyadayim. You don't go ahead and feed a child something that's treif biyadayim. So this is another shaila which some sefer deals with in a tshuva, as we'll soon see in a minute. Whether putting him in an institution and they do the feeding, whether that's called machal biyadayim. But for argument's sake, let us say that it is machal biyadayim, which means you're over on an isur deraisa of loy sachilam, a bona fide lav min ha-teira. So what do you do? So zok de tshuvas beis Yitzchak. You go ahead, you put him in an institution because mutav l'chal of Shabbos ach askari sheyishma Shabbos asarbe. It's better for us to go ahead to do an isura zuta, a relatively minor Aveira, and I'm not making kal of Lavan Deraisa, but relatively speaking, what's called an Isur Zuta, putting him in there, rather than he'll be a Shaita Kol Yomov, he'll never put on tefillin, he'll never keep Shabbos, he'll never say Kriyashma. So what's the greater good? Now this Shaila may be familiar to you, because it is what I call a landmark tshuva of the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is in Or HaChaim Siman Pei Gimel. It's a long tshuva, very famous tshuva, and I'll tell you why it's a famous tshuva in a second. The Chassam Sefer deals with the same thing, and in the end, he goes lahalocha. The Chassam Sefer shita is that this is not called machil biyadayim. You're just giving him to the institution. That's not called machil biyadayim, which makes it almost a no-brainer. Because we're in the way the Beis Yitzchak is going, okay, we're over on an Isura Zuta. But if you hold it, there's no Lo Sachilim over here, it's not even an Isura Zuta. So the Chassam Sefer famously paskins that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. The Chassam Sefer even stelts to another Gemara Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that Misha Halach Bamidbar guy gets stuck in the desert and he doesn't know what day Shabbos is, so what is he supposed to do? Does he keep count 6 days and then keep Shabbos? Does he keep Shabbos then count 6 days? A whole machlekes in Masechet Shabbos, what he does. But the truth of the matter is, he's not supposed to do Chilul Shabbos Deraisa. With one exception, because every day may be a Suffolk Shabbos, one exception, he's allowed to walk as long as he wants to walk. Why? Because maybe he'll get to the Yishuv. Because maybe he'll get to civilization, and then he'll find out what day it is. Now, how is he allowed to go ahead and to do that? It may be Shabbos day, and he's walking Chutz L'Chum, Chutz L'Chum Deraisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's better, because what's the guy supposed to do? Don't go anywhere and stay there for the rest of his life and never keep Shabbos again? And therefore the Chassam Sofer goes ahead and says, that is why, al pi din, it is in fact mutter to go ahead and to put him into this institution for this very reason, chalel all of Shabbos achas kedei sheyishma Shabbos es harbe. Then, and what makes this a very famous tshuva, then the Chassam Sofer writes over here, he says, Zen nir la ni astaiti miikur hadin umikom makom heidu kadmeinenu. Says Chassam Sofer, we know shadi macholas asureis benarus metamtem halev umoyle le tevara. Says the Chassam Sofer, we know that Tarfus, Shkotzim Muslim, does something deleterious to a person's neshama. More than deleterious. Umoylid loy teva ra. You become a worse person as a result of it. It's corrosive on your neshama. Macholas asureis. You know, we don't sometimes appreciate this. Because we all eat kosher. But we don't know what Macholas Asureis does to a Yiddish in the Shema. Thank you. You know, it's horrible. You know, we see in America 70%, 80% of the population not vroom. They don't act like Eden. The Tzuras HaYehudi is gone. Because that's what 100 years of eating crab will do to a person. So the Chassam Sofer goes ahead and he writes, because of this, Adayin ani oimer sheyia shayte kol yomov va'al yochol nevelus ufreifus. You hear that? Mutav sheyia shayte kol yomav. But he shouldn't eat nevelus and treifus. Why? Because he'll eat nevelus and treifus, and it's going to be mighty like teva rabbi zekenusai, and the person's going to be a bad person. So some shepherd says, kol zemikra din. Want the halacha? I'll tell you what the halacha is. This is the halacha. It's mutter. Because chalav shabbos achas. Or to go ahead and to injure this child and to damage this child permanently. Besser zol zayin ha-shayte kol yomav val yehe rosh ha-achas b'fnei ha-mochon. That's the lashon of Chassam Sofer. Mutav she-shayte kol yomav val yehe rosh ha-achas b'fnei ha-mochon. Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal has a similar tshuva. Again, the same lumdus, the same. This was about a girl that was also mentally deficient, and they wanted to put her in an institution, and just to watch her. This would not improve her, but she would never become a balastas. But they want to put in its institution, but again there'll be nevelus treifus. So Ramesha passing, yes, it's mutter. And Ramesha said he didn't have the problem of the Chassam Sofer, because in the problem of the Chassam Sofer, this kid would eventually be a bar chiyuva, and he would have shlechta midas. He would be a bad person. So that was the Chassam Sofer's din. But in Ramesha's case, she would remain. You know. She would never become to a level of that she's chayv in mitzvahs. So he was mekel. And then there was a whole other shaila. They were fooling around with her. So mamel could give her a what's in the hysterectomy? Chulio. That's the part of the other shaila. It's not in the gay ones. Bottom line, Rabbi Isai, is I think we've made the case that Chalol of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Es Harbe has applications throughout areas of halacha in a variety of cases. in spite of the fact that that does not remain lemaskana, and the Gemara's maskana over there in Yuma is b'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamis b'hem, but nevertheless, Rav Shimon ben Nasi svar is kayim. So there's a tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, and Chela Gimel Simon Lamed Zayin that tries to reconcile these what seems to be a contradiction in the Gemara, or at least a paradox in the Gemara. That number one, the Gemara's maskana is v'chai b'hem, and yet you see that we say Rav Shimon ben Menasseh svara. So the Shevet HaLevi writes v'nira d'shtei yisaidis emes hein. They're both right. Hayisaid the Rishamu b'nei Yisrael Hashabbos lasis as Hashabbos. Rav Shimon ben Menasseh svara. The mutter l'chal Shabbos kedei l'havi nefesh Yisrael l'shmiras mitzvahs kol yameha or yamav afal pi she'ein by geder pikuach nefesh, even though isn't pikuach nefesh. The v'chai behen behein and true, nevertheless ayisoy the v'chai behem v'lo yishyamas behem the mitzvahs hutra heim sibas achayim v'lo ikav achayim u'mizeh ayisoy mutter l'chal Shabbos mitam pikuach nefesh hagam she'ein by klal kedei she'yishmer Shabbos es harbe. Here's the nafkamina. You have a person that's not going to live more than 3 or 4 hours on Shabbos. Chayishah. Now here you can't invoke the svara of mutav shiichal Shabbos akhle shishmer Shabbos es harbe. There ain't going to be no Shabbos es harbe. The person literally, you know, you can see from the machines, this person is he's a geisis, Allah a geisis. He's not going to live. It's chayishah. Yet the halacha is v'chal Shabbos on Shabbos because of chayishah, because v'chay b'hem. Here it is not because of mutav l'chal of Shabbos achas. So here you see both svaras have application and lemaisa in halacha, and it's one is not sufficient. One is not mutav shiyichal is only applies ashkechon v'aday sofek minola, and v'chay b'hem is needed for afilu chayishah. You know, I once read in Rabbi Bleich's svarim that he had a grandmother. His wife's grandmother was in the hospital. She was literally dying on Shabbos. He went to Daven Mincha and he came back and it was grandmother-in-law was in a coma, this and that, unresponsive, about to die. Anyway, so he came back from Shal Shudis and he said to her, "Good Shabbos." And she opened up her eyes and she said, "Good Shabbos." And then a couple of hours later, she died. She says, according to Rabbi Kiveg and Shulchan Aruch, that when you say Good Shabbos, you're Mekayim the mitzvah says, hey, the rice of Zohar, Sayyam, Shabbos, Lekadshe, Kum Techais, that this woman was Mekayim the mitzvah of Seif Yomel. Because of Chayishah. Then anyway, Rabbi Isai, I think we've proven our case. So I just want to be Messiah with something that is this has always been bothering me. What Lamaisa, how Lamaisa, what we do. There is a famous Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether Chilul Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya, which means well established, that when Mechal Shabbos, I feel Sufek, Pikuch Nefashim Mechal Shabbos, is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? Now, if you call the first Rambam on your sheet, the Rambam seems to be unequivocal. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel, Sakonis, Nefashis, Kishar Kol HaMitzvahs. You know, you don't have to be a student of the Rambam to figure out that when the Rambam says "Duchuya hi Hashabbos," it's a pikuach nefashos. And the Verchel Chilah Sheish Brisakana Oisin LaKol Tzarcha B'Shabbos Al Piroife, etc., etc., etc. The Kesef Mishnah Afanort on that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah writes B'Perkeitz Adseilin If the Gutanoi Tuma Yitchui B'Tzibur or Hutra B'Tzibur. There is a machlekes, a famous machlekes throughout Shas. We have it in Masechta Yuma, we have it in Masechta Pesachim, whether Tumah is Hutr B'tzibur or Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur. There is no such machlekes in Shas about Pikuach Nefoshes. That comes up in the Rishonim and the Paiskim. There's no Gemara that says Shabbos Dechuya, Shabbos Hutra. So the Kesef Mishnah says, now what's an afkimi Dechuya Hutra? For instance, Lagabi Tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, which means if most of the kehanim are all tamei, so you have to bring a korban. But roiv atzibur is tmeim. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to bring the korban b'tumah. Now, if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, then even though there are some kehanim that are still tahar, roiv of the tzibur is tamei. But me it not, you can go ahead and you can take a tamei kayin. Now, why should I take a tummy kayin if I have a kayin to Torah right here? The answer is because tumah is hutra b'tzibur. You forget about it. Mashenkin, if tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, then okay, kolzman I have no option. Then I take the tummy. But if I have there's a Torah around, I can take it. Zok the kesef mishnah, mashma b'gemara. The halacha command Omar tchuya hi b'tzibur. V'chein pasach Rabbeinu b'dalet peperek dal milchus bi'is migdash. So the Rambam shita is, by the case of tuma tchuya hutra b'tzibur, the Rambam is clear, tchuya tuma is duchuya b'tzibur. The chihech nichlu b'tuma hu adinami afil b'eithlugu b'shabes. Im hi tchuya tuma v'kaimlan kamaman duchuya. So says the Kesef Mishnah. We don't know what the Rambam says explicitly, but we know that the Rambam paskins l'gabi tumah chuyah, and therefore the Rambam, when he says over here tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, that's what the Rambam holds, and that's how he holds, and that's what the Rashba holds. Tumah is dechuyah b'tzibur. So what does that mean, l'maisa? It means l'maisa, you have to take somebody to the hospital on Shabbos. Must you call a cab or an Uber, or can you just get in your car and drive? If you hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, bapash this is that you have to try to get somebody else. I mean, when I was younger and we were having babies, so, you know, I went to Rabbi Chalevsky's Hatzal and I said, well, what do I do? So he says, well, the first thing is you go ahead, you knock the phone off the receiver with your elbow. Sheenly. This is before anybody have thought of cell phones. Okay, but you knock this. Why? Do it with a sheenly. When you take the money for the cab, put it in the brim of your hat. Okay? Dechuya, dechuya, dechuya. You know, that was standard operating procedure. Dechuya. So, because that's lechar how we paskin. Now, what always bothered me is that Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chof Chasif Yud Beis, says the Mechaber, if you have to Mechal Shabbos, you don't ask a goy to do this, you don't ask a child to do this, you don't ask a woman to do this. El Adi Yisrael Gedoylu B'nei Deah. You do this with a Yid. You never go, not call a cab and go with a cab because he's a guy. No. You get in the car and you drive. I say Zokta Machaber. Zokta Ramah. V'yesh Oimrim. D'imef Shulaseis. B'loi Dichu. You blow Icha. Ide Shinoi. If you can, doesn't cost you any time, do it with a Shinoi. Ois Ide Shinoi. V'im Efsher Laseis. Ideinu Yehudi. B'loi Icha Klal. And if you go ahead and you can call a cab and the cab can come, blow Yichur Klal, and you call the doctor, and the doctor says, don't worry, you can have plenty of time to get here. So you go ahead and you call a cab, and the call cab's there within 5 minutes, you use a cab. Machlek is Mechaber and Ramah. So I was always tempted to say, oh, this is very neat. We have a machlekes over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds Hutra, the Ramah holds Tchuya. I'm an Ashkenazi, I hold Tchuya. It's just not true. It's simply not true. It's not true for several reasons. Number one, the Rama paskins is tchuya. The Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam Shita says it's tchuya. The Kesef Mishnah written by Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, says it's Truya. V'chein kol ha-peiskim. So you mean to tell me that the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, when he came down to write the Shulchan Aruch, came down to Pesach, he says, I'm not going to go with the Rambam? Which 99 out of 100 times he does? But what's even more compelling is that very Rambam, who says Duchuya, what's going, that's established law. Kishayisin Dvar Ma'elu, Einayisin Asaloide, the very Rambam says, Kishayisin Dvar Ma'elu, Einayisin Lesaloide, Goyim Veloy Altanim Veloy Alvein, and Vonim Veloy De Nasha, Kadesh Loy Tabas Shabbos Kalabainim, Ella Al Yedei, Gedali Yisrael Vachachaman, the Rambam himself says, do it yourself. Don't do it al yidei doshim. Don't do it al yidei goy. Don't do it al yidei ktanim. So you can't say that because the Ram, if you hold dechuya, you have to use a goy. No, the Ram says meforish vakeret. The Ram says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, when the Ram talks about what you do, madlikin esaner u'mechabim ofon of esaner. Etc. The Ram says, "Klali shall dover Shabbos the kabi chayla sheish mi sakana hu kechayo lechal dover shehu tzarech lahen." The Rambam himself says it's like chayol. This very Rambam that says the chuya, he says it's like chayol. So what is the pshat? What is the machlokes between the mechaber and the Rama? It is not whether Shabbos is Duchuya or Hutra. So I saw a long tshuva from Rav Osher Weishlita, famed Pesach in Yerushalayim, Mechaber of many, many Svarim, Meshunei Dikei Talmud Chacham. So he wants to be Miyashiv the Rambam and say what the Machlokes is in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is. There are two reasons why you don't use a goy. Now, Allah that says, don't lo ayidei akum. So the Rosh writes in Masechta Yuma, Chayshin and Zimna de Lisnayu, Vaasi Ladur Basrayu. Okay, last few times you got a goy. Now, here somebody is sick, the goy's not around. Well, I gotta get a goy. Meantime, you run out to the street and you go try to find a goy, and meantime, the person dies. So that's why the Rosh says, you don't get a goy. Because Dilma Zimnin de Lisnayu Vasi Laduri Basrayu. The Ran in Masecht Yuma over there writes a stickle different. Shadvarim Hatzrichin Lechayla Sheesh Bei Sakana B'Shabbos Ein Oysen Asay Klala Yidei Nochrim. Why? Because, why? Vafil Bikroi Ba Shema Yomru HaRoyim Shebekoishi hitiru pikuach nefesh vein matirin oisoi lechatchila ayidei hamuchuyoven b'mitzvahs. The Rant is a different svara. The reason we don't use goyim is because we're afraid people will say, hey, you're really not supposed to be mechal Shabbos. It's garbidi evid. And therefore, if you have a choice to let a goy, then do a goy. Because we're afraid ma yomru haroyim, that people will say Chil Shabbos is very difficult to be matir, which is not true. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that this could be the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Thus says the Mechaber that says you don't do it al yedei goy, you don't do al yedei shinu, you don't do anything, it's because he's afraid, like the Ran, that people are going to misinterpret this, and they say the reason you're looking for a goy is because really you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, and really it's a bit yevet, etc., etc. And therefore, to disabuse them of that notion, we say, no, you go ahead, you're the Rashiva, you turn on the light. You do whatever you do. Because no one should entertain the thought that this is a bidi yeved, a shasad chak. And therefore, even if a goy is available, you do it yourself. Even if you could pick up the, you don't pick up the phone with your elbow. Because people say, well, you're not allowed to pick up the phone. No! Because you want to establish this. That this is mutter. This is mitzvah. Mashen kein. The Ramo will hold that the whole problem is because, like the Rosh says, it's al yidei ichor, because you'll wait around, and it'll take time. Now, it takes absolutely no more time to take the phone off the hook with your hand or with your elbow. So I'm faced with, well, how should I do it? No, doesn't take any more time. See, if the whole chashash is shihui, then ain't no chinami. When there's no shihui, you do it with a shinui. It's only when doing it with a shinui could involve more time, that's when the Rama says, then you can do it regular. So one last point on this before, and that is, so a machlekes mechaber Rama, how are we noyeg? So the Taz over there in Or HaChaim, the Taz brings the Rama, Deazu Isa Bishilti Gibar Mishem Riyaz Vali Niver Dover Zatema. The Taz says the Rama is a tema. You don't patch around. You don't do a goy. You don't do a yeshinoi. The chihechi the yeshis alasas ideakam yeshlochas yisatzel kan hachanami yesh chashash shem ata machshil and lasted lovei. We don't pass like the Rama. Ata machshil and lasted lovei. Because you're patching, you're being mishane, you're being there. That's what the Taz says. We don't pass in like Rama. Ramesha Feinstein in Or HaChaim Chelekei Simen Chofei says, Nochoin Ledina Lasais Kedivrei Hataz. Which was a chiddush to me. Because that's not the way I was taught. On the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi from Rav Vosner in Chelekei Simen Ayin Dalet writes that even though the Iker is like the Taz, So if I've totally confused you, that was my kavana. It's a machlekes achrayim. Machlekes achrayim. I mean, as I say, this is what Rabbi Kolevsky told me. You know, do a reshini, do a degoy. Vaisais, he held like the Rama. At any rate, one last ha'orah, Rabbi, if I may, and that is, I don't think we fully appreciate the chashivas of spending a Memorial Day in the Beis Medrash. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Shem Olam, and this is something I'm actually learning an entire sefer on Sunday mornings with my bochrim about this whole concept. The Chofetz Chaim writes, he says, "V'hinei ha'kosev oimer b'chol drochecha do'ehu v'hu yiyasher oichaisecha." The Chofetz Chaim writes and he says, "Hakavana shebuchol pu'loisev sho'ise basakov uvinyonov yichavin sheretzel histaker kideishi lo bameh lichyais v'yuchal lavres Hashem v'isborach b'lim ratera v'kima mitzvahs." I have the fortune of being in the yeshiva the majority of my life. So this is what I do all day. Most of you don't have that luxury. And you're working whatever it is you're working. Hours by the day. Chofetz Chaim says a person has the opportunity to elevate all the work that you do during the week, that it should be considered a dvar mitzvah. And that is that if you work, because I want to make a salary, because I want to be able to finance my family and send my children to Meisters HaChinuch and to support stock, etc., etc., then says the Chofetz Chaim, you're elevating your work day into a dvar mitzvah. You're spending 10 hours in the office. You know, whatever it is. Crunching numbers. But if you start your day thinking, I'm doing this l'shem shamayim. A mashal adavar 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 adavar. I say this all to my bochum. You have two guys, and they play in chasana bands, and they're both drummers. Okay? So 3 or 4 nights a week, they both go to a chasana and they play the drums. One guy says, why am I playing the drums? I'm playing the drums because I need this money. This is my parnasa. I'm playing the drums. Other guy says, yeah, I'm playing the drums because I need money. With that little kavana, you have turned those 3-4 hours into a mitzvah of Mesameach Chasam V'Kala. These two guys will go to the Olam HaEmes. One guy will be in the box seats and one guy will be in the bleachers. And they'll ask each other, hey, what minute? Whoa, we did the same things together. Why are you in the box seats? He says, because every single night I thought, Hinani Mucham Mugumun Lakayim Mitzvahs Mesameach Chasam V'Kala. I've elevated the mundane and the quotidian into a ma'aseh mitzvah. And a person can do that with whatever, what he does in life. Whether it's law, accounting, medicine, or whatever it may be, computers, whatever it may be. If you have the right kavana. But there's a catch. There's a catch. The Chofetz Chaim says, however, there's a catch, and the catch is, the question is, what do you do when you have free time? Which means, if you say, you know, really, I don't want to learn the whole day in base midrash. No, but what can I do? I got to make a parnasa. So I say, okay, I'll get out of it. I'll have kavanah l'shem shemaim. I'm making parnasa in order to support my family, etc., etc., etc. But when you have time off, when you have shabbosos and yamin tovim, then what do you do? Says the Chofetz Chaim, if that time you devote to learning, then the proof is in the pudding. Because when you do have time, you do have free time, look what you do. That's a gili, that's megalil mafreya, that all those hours that you were working is really you wanted to learn, but listen, I got to make a parnasa, which is a mitzvah. You can turn it into a mitzvah. But it all depends on when the person has the opportunity to learn. So that, Rabbi Isai, is what Memorial Day is all about. That here, you know, people are having barbecues, they're taking rides, they're going here, they're going there, etc., etc. People that come to the Yachid Kala, ach, barak, no coven involved, no, just mamish l'shem shemayim. This is the proof of the pudding. That this is what your cheshek really is, and for this you're going to get schar, and this you'll be able to turn your whole avodas ha'adam, your entire work life, into shem shemayim as well.